Iga, obviously not the result you would have wanted today, but just talk us through your thoughts on the match and especially what you thought Elena did really well today.
Well, she played better than me, obviously. It's hard right now for me to analyze what, you know, specifically was better. For sure, she served better. I didn't serve well in the third set, so... yeah, so that's a shame, but at least I know what I can work on and we'll focus on that.
Iga, tough one today. But in terms of the match itself and, I mean, positives that you can take out of it, there was that 14 break point stretch that you were saving in the middle of the match. That was pretty remarkable. With the way that the first set had panned out in terms of kind of losing the string of games, how important is that to you in terms of a reaction to that, to be that, you know, resilient in that moment?
I think I reacted well. You know, the same way kind of in Doha, but in the third set, my level got down a little bit again. So, I mean, I am always trying to find solutions and, you know, I'm not kind of giving up. But still, it wasn't enough, you know, to win the whole match. So for sure, it's a positive thing that I was able to win the second set. But, you know, I'll work hard to be able to win this kind of matches anyway.
Iga, it was tough right now. How do you feeling? So sometimes can you see this sign before matches like this that you can understand that things can go wrong?
Oh my God. I mean, I wouldn't say they matter. There are kind of, you know, if, yeah, well, people can give meaning to some weird stuff. So I don't want to be this kind of person for sure. I didn't see any signs today. So, yeah.
Just a question about your serve, especially in the first set. You were probably not very happy with, for example, the first serve percentage. But I was wondering if that that was a result of something that you weren't feeling very well with the serve movement, or if it was because Rybakina was putting a lot of pressure on the return.
Honestly, I don't think it was any of these cases. It was just, you know, this kind of day where I served worse. And I'll try to be, you know, more consistent. I wasn't feeling like a lot of pressure, maybe a little bit in a third set, but still I think at the beginning the reason was kind of in me, you know, not on the outside. So, yeah, I doubted my serve a little bit in third set, and I'll try to, like, not have, you know, situations like that, but for sure it wasn't easy to see, you know, her winning her service games pretty easily and me like struggling basically on every game. I think at the end, you know, it also made a difference, but you know, I was trying to still get better, you know, maybe, you know, I just need more practicing or something.
It's been rather the Poland arena than the Porsche arena. So for sure you can say or make some statement on the support of the Polish fan, and maybe there have been nice encounters, something special with the supporters here in Stuttgart I would be curious about.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I'm aware that always in the countries where near Poland, Polish people are going to come, and it's amazing to see them. But honestly, I don't think, you know, it's only Polish people. Also, you know, there were, you know, plenty of kids out there from, I think, you know, local schools or something, and they were also cheering loud. So, yeah, the mix of that for sure makes it a great place to play and with great atmosphere. So I'm grateful for that.
You've had some good wins against Elena, including this year, but you've also had some losses. What is it that Elena does that you think you find most tricky or difficult?
Well, there's no, like, one specific thing. I just think, you know, honestly, she's probably me, Arina, and her are the best players on tour, honestly. And she had struggles with some injury, but every time she's healthy, she is playing well, so... so there are, you know, specific aspects of her game that are, you know, hard, but, you know, I wouldn't say there's like one specific. It's, she's a good player, that's all. Thank you.